Information Network. This is your Agribusiness Update. People everywhere are turning to greenhouses and indoor vertical farms to grow commodities. University of Florida researchers tell MorningAgClips.com the systems use far less land than conventional farms, drastically reducing some environmental impacts. On the flip side, indoor farms and greenhouses cost a lot of money to start and maintain, from $500,000 to $1.5 million for a 10,000 square foot greenhouse. And that doesn't include electricity, 20 to 30% of your operational costs. America's farmers and ranchers led the way in greenhouse gas emission reductions through voluntary conservation efforts and incentives. That's according to the EPA's inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions 1990 to 2022 that shows American agriculture reduced emissions 2% from 2021 to 22 alone, the largest of any economic sector. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says this demonstrates agriculture's commitment to growing America's food and fiber while improving the land, air, and water. The Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center released its first annual report on U.S. ransomware incidents in the food and ag sector. The report shows while there were fewer ransomware attacks in agriculture, there were 167 attacks against agriculture out of the 2,905 total in 2023. Ransomware hackers use malicious code to block access to any data without paying a ransom.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.